Yeah. Bill Cosby. Let's do this. Rape you. Rape you. Bill Cosby will rape you. And maybe rape you some more. You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one. Bill Cosby will drug you. Maybe do it again. Then he'll fuck you without your consent. You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one. His favorite method of banging means you won't know what's happening. You're unconscious, so you can't say stop. He'll fuck you with a frozen pudding pop.
You know anything about Spanish Fly?
Rape you. Rape you. Bill Cosby will rape you. And maybe rape you some more. You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one.
He's raped.
You're not the only one. Bill Cosby will rape you. 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 Bill Cosby will rape you. Don't rape me, Mr. Cosby. I'm sorry.
Happy Black History Month, everyone. We're making a concerted effort through the month of February to play all of our bits and old Christmas stuff that involve African Americans. Maybe not the best thing to start with. The Bill Cosby will rape you song. But people seem to love it. So, you know. I'll try to pick up some, at least something more uplifting and positive next one. Although I fear it's only downhill from here. We'll see. Welcome, everybody. Excuse me. Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 7, Verse 12. Wherever you're watching us, of course, you get first. Exclusively, we've got 5 days or so on PodNation TV. See it scrolling on the bottom of the screen there. PodNation TV on all your Roku and Fire TV devices. Download it for free. Find the show. There's a few episodes up there now. Doing another one up each week. Here, check us out. Give us a share and whatnot. Go to PodNation TV on X. Get all the great shows. There are a ton of shows on PodNation TV. Again, free on your Roku and Fire TV devices. And of course, I play the show later on that week. It's on X and Twitch, and now Rumble. Now I've kind of figured out how to do the stream from StreamYard, the order I got to do it in, and all that. Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern time, is where we're going to try to do the not the replay. Well, yeah, I mean, get the stream, the premiere of the stream on my social media outside of PodNation TV. If you want to see it first, it's PodNation TV, the app on Roku and Fire TV. If you want to wait 5 days, you can see it on X, Twitch, and Rumble on my channels. That's how it works. I probably made it sound more complicated than it is. It's really very simple. You know, if you just turn on my notifications on X, you get all this shit, plus all the witty memes that I've stolen from various parts of the internet that I then recycle and use to get engagement and make money on X. That's right. That's a real thing. I do it. But hey, I'm creating content. I have three fucking shows. I'm doing shit. Look at me right now. This is me doing shit right now. Aren't you impressed? Look at me doing shit. It's going to be a new tagline for the show. Put that motherfucker on a t-shirt. Hey, look at me doing shit. Big show tonight. A lot of stuff going on. We're talking about bentcarrot.com. If you don't know what that is, well, you're probably fortunate. Also, I did an interview earlier today with Jasmine St. Clair, adult legend, talk show host, content creator. She's doing all kinds of stuff on various channels, various shows. We talk about all that, plus Vince McMahon, just a ton of stuff, all in the interview coming up a little bit later in the show. First, I got to tell you a few things. You want to email the show, stonerjesus420@gmail.com. Excuse me. I got like, I don't know, I got something in my throat. Maybe I should smoke more weed about it. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. Is that a good thing for something in your throat? Maybe the smoke will clear it out. I'm hoping. I might give it a try. Well, I shouldn't say I might give it a try. I'm definitely going to give it a try. Also, all the social media stuff, past episodes, all that crap. And I'm trying to catch up with episodes on there. StonerJesus.net. I know I'm a few episodes behind. That's fine. It's just audio anyway. You don't get to see all this. This is what we say in the business is the money maker. That's what we say it too. The money maker. If you're listening to this on audio, you done fucked up, son. You're not getting the full effect of what I got going on. You're not picking up when I'm laying down. This is what I'm trying to say. Also, if you want to join our hardcore group, and why wouldn't you? If you want to join our hardcore group of fans on Facebook, search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. And then you can join that aforementioned hardcore group of fans. Seems like a lot, doesn't it? Stoner Jesus TV. Check my pinned post on X. Three channels. A lot of shit going on. I'm not going to explain it to you. Just go fucking look at it. It's tens of thousands of people have seen it already. You be one of those people. Pinned post at StonerJesus420 on X. Check that shit, yo. Last but not least, before we get to Bent Carrot, don't forget about the smokeout. We did one earlier tonight. If you see this on Sunday night, Monday, sometime during Monday, might still be up, probably. Leave it up for 24 hours, the first hour of the show. The smokeout with myself and Shelly Martinez. ShellySJSmokeout.com, all the links you need. The subscriber link to get exclusive access to the show and get all the episodes on video. All of the free podcast platforms. You get any of the episodes for free on audio. Find all of it. ShellySJSmokeout.com and join the smokeout, as it says right there. Now, before we get to my interview with Jasmine St. Clair, I'll talk about something very important. So I'm watching HBO Max. I'm watching old episodes of Larry Sanders. I haven't seen Larry Sanders in, well, since it was on. So 30 years almost. And I want to rewatch it. And I'm poor, so I have the reduced cost version of HBO Max, the one that shows the commercials. And one of the commercials that's been coming on lately is for something called Peyronie's disease. Now, if any of you men out there, if you have a penis, if you've seen this commercial, you remember it. I don't have the actual commercial. I have their website and what they have, the video they play on their website. I guess I could have made an attempt to go find the actual commercial. I may do that before we go to the interview with Jasmine St. Clair. Depends on how much energy I have. I think the website's enough, though. I can get the picture. Peyronie's disease. Non-surgical Peyronie's disease. I'm seeing these commercials and the advertisements and this fucking man. And you want to know, you're asking me right now, well, Jesus, what's it about? It's about having a bend in your dick. And not just a regular bend. Like some guys have curved dicks. Mine's slightly curved, for instance. By way of example. But that's not what they're talking about here. Okay? They're talking about an extreme curvature of your dick. Before we get to the side effects of what they want to give you, the Xiaflex supposedly uncurves your dick. It's the dick uncurver. Let's check out this video first, and then with the side effects.
I did the same thing.
So I was with my girlfriend, you know, and you know, you're like, something's not working right. Something's not looking right.
My wife, who's in the medical field, so she just really observed. She said, you know, I've got to tell you, your shape really changed.
Yeah. I kind of knew something was going on, and you just kind of ignored it.
You know, as men, we tend to ignore physical problems until it's really not too late or keep.
Okay, look, I get that. I do. I'm a guy. I know we put shit off. But this guy's like, I really didn't notice that my dick had become very curved, but my wife did. Really? Really? Even in the best of situations, you still see your penis and feel it a lot more than your wife does. And you can't, maybe it's one of those things like you see someone every day, you can't see how tall they've gotten. Really can't notice. Maybe it's one of those things. You see your dick every day, so you can't notice how bent it is.
A major issue.
Yeah, exactly. It was bad. I mean, we're talking like, we're talking looking around a corner, you know. And
his dick could look around the corner is what he's trying to say. Because you can't say that on the website. We're talking like, you know, my dick was going to look around a corner. Like, hey, hello. Where's the rest of this guy? It's just his dick.
It didn't start like that.
Sideways.
Yeah.
That's
it. I know.
Oh, now it's warmed up.
Me, we got married, we bought a house, and I wasn't doing it for her.
Yeah. Got married, bought a house. All of a sudden, my fucking dick's curved.
So, you know, eventually everything just kind of like fizzled out. It was very much affecting me mentally. It was affecting me physically, and I couldn't be the husband that she needed.
He gets tough. I mean, every time you get into bed, you're like,
she wasn't one of those straight-dicked husbands.
Well, how am I going to avoid having sex tonight?
And, I'll come to bed. She's reading a book. I turn on the TV because,
bitch, don't touch me. My dick is curved. Get off me.
We knew that whatever we attempted wasn't going to work out to the benefit of either of us.
Exactly.
So, I trust you to hit the 9.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, challenge yourself.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing at these dudes. I'm going to end up with this one day. I'm going to be like, fuck, man. My dick's all curved now. I should have made fun of those dudes on the show all those years ago.
Oh. I haven't had a circle like this to talk to anyone about this.
Yeah. Curved dick circle.
I never knew the word pironies. I didn't know what that was. But now I feel like the conversation has been started, and I'm not alone in this.
Yo, bro, all of us here at this pool table got curved dicks. It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what you, that's the problem. You have the curved dick. Now, they want you to take this Xiaflex shit. And of course, these things have side effects. So let's scroll down a little bit. You get 94% off, by the way, on your Xiaflex. Tells you what it is, important safety information. Don't use it if you're allergic, all that shit. Now we get to the good shit. Excuse me, hold on. I'm trying to get my voice to optimum level. Because this is important. This is the meat and potatoes, if you will, of the whole thing. Xiaflex can cause serious side effects, including, here's number one. This is just the title. Penile fracture, corporal rupture, or other serious injury to the penis. Receiving an injection of Xiaflex may cause damage to the tubes in your penis called the corpora. Corpora. After treatment with Xiaflex, one of these tubes may break during an erection. This is called a corporal rupture, because it reports to captive rupture. Doesn't make any sense. Moving on. or penile fracture? Penile fracture. That would have been funnier if I would have said he reports like Captain Balls. I don't know. Continuing. This could require surgery to fix the damaged area. Damage to your penis might not get better after a corporal rupture, a.k.a. your dick don't work no more. There's a subset of this. After treatment with Xiaflex, blood vessels in your penis may also break, causing blood to collect under the skin. Hematoma. This could require a procedure to drain the blood from under your skin of your penis. If hematoma appears, skin and soft tissue necrosis or death of skin cells may develop in that area, which could require surgery. Man, shit, I may find those dudes. I'm fucking still going to get this. Symptoms of a corporal rupture or other serious injury to your penis may include a popping sound or sensation in an erect penis. Look. You women out there, I don't know if there's any words to be able to put this in. I feel like this is for men. To hear and or feel a popping sound in your erect penis. Dude. Also, sudden loss of the ability to maintain an erection. You think? That's a boner killer. You get hard and hear a pop from your dick. Your dick goes pop. Pain in your penis? Oh, I bet. Purple bruising and swelling of your penis. Difficulty urinating or blood in the urine. Holy shit. I don't know. How bad can a curved dick be, really? Looks around a corner. It's like a parlor trick. Like, baby, you sit over there. I'm going to fuck you from over here. You sit perpendicular to me. And we're going to have sex. Call your healthcare provider right away if you have any of the symptoms. Yeah. Yeah. You can also get hives, swollen face, breathing trouble, chest pain, low blood pressure, or dizziness or fainting. I think I'm going to fucking faint if my dick pops. You can also have suddenly feel back pain, including severe lower back pain, moving to your legs, feet, chest, and arms. What the fuck? Oh, so there you go. That's bentcarrot.com. And it takes you to like this website, but like the link they use is bentcarrot.com. I don't know. Let's check out. I'm sure the sponsors are going to love this. Let's check out our sponsor of the show. Learn a little something about mushrooms. Much love to you. You see it under my name there during the whole show. You see it scrolling along the bottom. And now, through the magic of technology, you see this picture that they tweeted out. Teaching you a word today. We're learning a word. Adaptogenetic. It's known as a class of herbs, roots, or fungi that are believed to help our bodies adapt to stressors, restore balance, and promote overall well-being. This class has been a tradition of medical systems for centuries. Again, I'm telling you, if you want to learn more about the health benefits of organic mushrooms, mushlovetoyou.com, exclusive sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Make sure you check them out because they're awesome. And you just learned something. You learned about BetCarrot.com and you learned about our awesome sponsor. So go check them all out. Let's see if we can find, we're going to do one more Black History Month bit. Here we go. We'll go out with the time that St. Peter tried to be the spokesperson for Black People Meet. And one of the obvious problem with that is that Peter is so white, he's almost like translucent, like one of those fish. And you see their organs and shit. You can almost see St. Peter's organs. And then after that, our interview with Jasmine St. Clair was a great interview, over a half hour, talked about all kinds of shit. You're going to want to check it out. So stick around for that. But first, that time that St. Peter wanted to be the spokesperson for Black People Meet. Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening to the show. Of course, keep spreading the word about sternerjesus.net. St. Peter and then Jasmine St. Clair coming up. Peace, bitches. All right. St. Peter for blackpeoplemeet.com.
Yeah, I'm St. Peter here for blackpeoplemeet.com. You're looking for that Nubian princess or that chocolate god with, like, you know, a big wang or whatever. Check out blackpeoplemeet.com. It's an awesome site. I'm gonna go get on there and meet some black people because I got some jungle feet.
No, you can't. White people can't be on Black People Meet.
What do you mean I can't be on there?
It's just for black people.
I can't be on blackpeoplemeet.com. What if I want to meet some black people?
No, it's not for. It's just
for that's people. Racist. It's fucking racist, yo. Right.
Yeah,
I want some black people.
All right.
I got jungle fever. I got jungle fever. I want to meet some black people. I want some black people. I love black women and their titties and whatnot.
Yeah.
What? I can't be on this fucking site. God damn it. This is bullshit. This is fucking bullshit, yo. I won't stand for this shit, man. Fuck that. Fuck blackpeoplemeet.com. You motherfuckers. I'll satisfy my jungle fever in other ways. If you know what I'm saying. And you know what I'm saying hookers. That's right, hookers. St. Peter loves hookers. I got jungle fever for hookers.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show on the video chat. We have adult legend, content creator, talk show host, Jasmine St. Clair. Of course, you want to find her information. It is scrolling along the bottom of the screen. Jasmine, welcome to the show, and thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me on here.
Absolutely. I'm glad you could take the time. I want to talk to you for a while about all kinds of different stuff. And then after we planned on doing this, more stuff came out that we can talk about when it comes to Vince McMahon and all that. We'll get to all of that later. Of course, all of you tuning in for the giveaway, we will be doing that later as well. Giveaway the cock. That's right. And for those of you wondering, let's get it out of the way. Celebrity Dildos does not like sell these anymore. I used to have a bunch. I did so many giveaways. I had them like stacked up my wall. Just all kinds of different celebrity dildos. We gave a bunch away. But I was able to find this for our special giveaway today with Jasmine. Before we get into anything else, Jasmine, obviously you a lot of people know you from the 90s and from your adult career. And arguably, I mean, you could definitely make the argument that at one point you were the most famous adult star in the world. What made you want to get into the adult industry in the first place?
You know, I kind of did that all on a whim. I used to work at a club in New York City where they had featured dancers. And those of you who don't know what that was back in the 90s, there were girls that were like penthouse pets. What else did they do? They were doing porn. They were like busty girls, like super busty, like, I mean, 90 quadruple D boobs that would go on stage at the club. They dance for 20 minutes and they sell like their Polaroids and magazines or movies afterwards. And they're making bank, like serious bank. And at the time I'd gotten out of a pretty bad relationship. So I just like, you know, went on in with a whim. It was interesting to say the least. I know that I was one of Howard Stern's highest rated guests at one point as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah, I saw a lot of your interviews you did back then. And even though you were so popular, and I would imagine making, you know, whatever good money was in the industry, you seemed disillusioned with the industry. Is that fair to say?
I wouldn't say disillusioned. I just think that people have the one reality of it, but then I'm in another reality. Then people have these assumptions that I don't necessarily like being categorized into, you know, and that some of those assumptions of those people are correct. And some are not. I guess it's because I lived so much of my life as a non-adult film star prior and even after the fact. I always lived as a normal person, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
If you want to define what normal is. Like, I wasn't out hanging out with girls from the business on the weekends. I wasn't out going to the parties and doing all that shit. And like, yeah, no.
Yeah. Before we get into how you moved on from that and everything else you're up to and getting everything else, I did want to ask about the 300 guys gangbang. Just logistically, what was that day like? I mean, what are the logistics of putting something like that together?
Smoke and mirrors.
Really?
Does the magician ever, does the magician ever tell the audience how he or she does his tricks?
That is true. Absolutely. And it's like the first thing I thought of when I was watching, I was like, man, the logistics of getting all these guys here and doing this. And I can't imagine how long that day was just shooting. It's just the whole operation just seems like a really massive undertaking.
Yeah. Especially for like the fluffers and for the guys and the magicians, like all that stuff. It was funny with the fluffers. Yeah. Like that was the most amazing part. Like they fascinated me because they legit were hookers and like they were tested and stuff. But like, one of them, I did ask her, so what are you going to do with the $500 you make today? She was going out to get like a color TV when color TVs were a thing and like really cool looking. And she's going to go out to get a color TV and baby diapers.
Oh, well.
It's better than getting like crack or like a cheap hooker or something. So
absolutely. So good for her. She's got her priorities straight. That's for sure. So after the adult industry, you decide that you're going to get out of the adult industry. How do you make the transition to like, quote unquote, more mainstream movies and wrestling and stuff like that?
Well, the person I was working for was Rob Black. That was the last contract I had in adult. And he decided to start this wrestling company called XPW. So he also started, he introduced me to ECW because he was supposed to have some kind of a working deal with them, which didn't happen, by the way. And, you know, he introduced me to them. I went in and did this one shot at the pay-per-view. And by the way, I grew up like watching wrestling. So then Rob started XPW Wrestling. And I think like part of that was he expected me to still do the porn films. So we're talking like $24,000 later. I was getting paid $8,000 a month at the time to do one scene or like one movie a month with like 2-3 scenes. So you have to think of it in like his head. Okay, well, I'm paying this broad all this money. It's been 3 months. She has not shot a film. What the fuck? So I just figured out it's just time to leave. He had planned a movie for me that I did not show up to. But I made sure I called the male talent, like whoever I can get a hold of the night before, to let them know, hey, I'm not going to be there tomorrow. So if you have the chance to go take work elsewhere, please do so. I called the makeup girl. I called the camera guy. I do know what I did here is that one guy showed up and for work as a porn performer, and he found out I wasn't there. It was some skank they got, and he like left. He's like, oh, Jasmine's not here. Okay, I'm just leaving. So I guess there's some form of chivalry there. I don't know, but it was a very interesting moment. Then Rob and I didn't speak after that. I was right back in ECW wrestling for Memphis Championship Wrestling. I was taking wrestling classes from a glow girl at that time. So, I mean, I already had other things I was doing. I just didn't, I just chose to go about my business and, you know, live my life. And, you know, that's it.
Yeah. How hard was it to like kind of like shake the label, or did you really try that hard to shake the label? Was the big thing for you to like get out from the porn star shadow, or, and how hard was it overall to like make the transition out of the adult industry?
To me, it wasn't that difficult. Like, I don't think it was hard at all to do that. I think it's because I never had the mentality of an adult film star. I could construct a full sentence in many languages for that matter. And I could read and write and do really cool things like that. I could still write cursive. So was that bitchy? Oh, I fucking don't care. Anyway, So, yeah, I mean, that was that. I mean, yeah, people are going to say stuff, but I really didn't give a fuck. I don't really care what anyone says at any point in my life or career. Like, my life's half over anyway, seriously. Like, people in my family live to be about 80-something, whatever. So, you know, what are you going to do? It's like, I did what I did. I think it's fucking cool. And it's a part of American shop culture. Yeah. So, you know, you can't say anything because I've had a much bigger life outside of adult than I have in, you know, and it's interesting because, you know, I know we don't discuss politics on the show, but I am a very right-leaning conservative. Everyone knows that. But, you know, it's funny going to these places because some of them get up on their high, like, Jesus thing, which is fine, right? I pray, like, I think everyone's house is God's house to go pray. But sometimes the shit they say, it's like, dude, do I treat people with respect in person? Do I, have I done something bad to someone? Do I go around hurting people? Well, maybe their feelings, but do I go around inflicting pain upon others? No, fine. So what's the problem?
Yeah,
and absolutely. That's where it comes down to with the wrestling people set stuff, but you have to expect it. And it's like when you see these girls going online and they post half naked photos of themselves. Oh my God, he's trolling me. Oh my God, they're calling me a whore. What do you fucking expect? Are you about to curse? Anyway, it's absolutely. Like, what do you expect? Then don't go showing your panani. Do not go showing your ass and don't go showing your titties then. It's the same thing in public. You see a lot of these young girls going out there dressed up like prepubescent whores and they want to know why they have men saying stuff to them. So you're out there, you're doing porn films. What do you think is going to happen? You know, so nothing surprised me. I don't really care because I was just living my life and doing, you know, just, it's a Jasmine thing. You wouldn't understand. I'm in my own, like, I'm in my own sort of bubble with things and I do my own thing and I do them all in my terms. You know, if I work for a director or a producer, fine, that's there. I'm on your territory. I do things your way. And that's cool. But, you know, I'm just going to do what I'm doing and keep on going. And, you know, when I was doing that, I didn't think I'd end up in wrestling for as long as I did. Then fast forward to 2021. Well, 2022. Yeah. Rob Black and I had reconnected. I had a one-woman show at that time. We were talking and then he had California from XPW Wrestling come back. So I didn't expect that I'd be here. Still. And I was at his wedding.
Nice. I noticed when I was looking back through clips and stuff, I noticed your interaction with Francine at ECW. Don't really know Francine all that well. She was on, we did a couple years ago, we did a roast of Shelly Martinez, and Francine was on that. So I had an interaction with her there. But, you know, she seems pretty cool. Did you get along with her?
I had a relationship with her when I worked there and it was fine, you know. Same with Dawn Marie and Elektra. You know, you gotta kind of stay clear of those relationships in a way because you don't know what people's motives are. And you know, you work with them, that's it, you're in a professional realm. But she and I never really stayed in contact too much after that. I see her now and again though. I think she had some kids or two kids, so I'm happy for her because I know she always like wanted to be a mom. So that's good.
No, that's awesome. Absolutely. Yeah. So the Vince McMahon thing, obviously a lot of people have heard about it. People talked about it. We've been talking about it on X. It's been everywhere. Like I said, I think before we started recording last week on the show, I went through the story, read the text messages, all that. Some weird things about the text messages. One, well, obviously his love of three inputs was very clear. He's a big fan of that. But one thing I noticed, I don't know if you noticed this or not, or how many people did, every time he would write pussy, he would spell it with an E, P-U-S-S-E-Y. Not sure why that is. I thought maybe the first time it was a typo, but he does it like three or four times. I don't know if he thinks that's the way it's spelled or it's something special to him or it's autocorrect or what, but what have been your thoughts in general on the whole Vince McMahon saga that's gone down?
She's an opportunist for one. Did you see the list of all those gifts that she gave her, like from the car, the cashmere hat, probably to put over her head when he's done pooping on her. John Laurinaitis only wants sex on Tuesdays. Why Tuesdays? Because you're with your wife who has brain cancer the rest of the freaking week, you family man, with your lily white family values. I just like the hypocrisy that's being exposed here. I have some interesting concepts about Brock, though, but I'll get to that in a second. Because someone could have set him up. Is it possible that someone got into his iMessages and did that? Is that possible? Yes. Maybe he doesn't know how it's spelled. He was wearing that do-rag at one point, so maybe he's trying to like get down with the hip culture. It is weird. It sounds like an 18-year-old kid in heat as opposed to an 80-year-old man who takes Viagra. But, you know, it's opportunistic what she did, because she could have gotten out. A lot of fourth wave feminists are disagreeing with me, but she could have gotten out any time prior to that. Prior to those 3 years, prior to your car, prior to your boob job, prior to the $20,000 in surgery, an alternative surgical clinical you went to, prior to probably your apartment you paid for and your $200,000 a year salary, you could have gotten out. Now, Sable sued the WWE like years ago. Her husband is Brock Lesnar. Did Vince McMahon use him to get to this, you know, to do this? I have my own theories. Like, I think that they used Brock to a degree to, you know, to maybe rile things up at home, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
I'm sure married life isn't too great right now.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking the other night when they were talking about Brock not being at Royal Rumble and all that. You know, I'm sure that at home things are pretty rough. He's got his hands full with what's going on. it's shady and doesn't come across well, because she likes to say, well, I wanted to keep my job, and that's all well and good, but all the gifts, the job that you could have walked away from at any time, it's not like he said, I'm gonna, you know, put a bullet in your head if you leave me. It comes across as bad. And now a couple years later, now that the NDA money wasn't forthcoming, at least the rest of it, now she wants to go a different route. It doesn't come across as great. I mean, obviously Vince doesn't come out well in it. The whole shitting on her head story and the threesome, and she's got to like sit there with shit in her hair for an hour and a half. If that doesn't cause you to say, look, the gift cards are great, you know, the sweater, the fucking car, whatever, the job, but I got to get out of this. I can't lay here and get banged by two old dudes with shit in my hair for an hour and a half. I got to find something else to do with my life. And the fact that she didn't is kind of, it all comes across as shady. That's for sure.
Yeah. No pun intended. Yeah, man. I don't know. She could have stopped at any time. I guess pooping on the head, you know, really that's the end of it, but she should be a porn star. Like, she has a good career ahead of her. So does he. He missed his calling. He should have bought Extreme Associates and XPW back then. And that's what he should have done. I mean, none of this surprises me what they're doing, but just her and just these people that are just like, oh, poor victim, and that's the problem. She didn't really Shotzi backstep on an NDA. When most women get paid for their NDAs, a lot of them are starting to Shotzi backstep, even though they got paid the money, and then it sets doing business with women back by hundreds of years, because it shows you can't trust them. They're going to go back on a contract. In this case, she just wants her money. So he just should have paid her. But at the same time, this is all around the time of the Royal Rumble. It's right before the sale of a company. And he also has very strong ties to Trump, and the wife works for the Trump organization. So you tell me what's going on. That's just me.
Yeah, he definitely he definitely missed his calling, I would think, with the porn stuff. Well, there's still time. I mean, he doesn't really seem to have any attachments now. He seems pretty free that if he wanted to get into porn, now would be the time. I saw you tweet out today about Janelle Grant, if anybody could get a hold of her. Did you have any luck getting anywhere near contact info? Really?
No. I wish. Oh, my God. Yeah. I have a field day with that. I'm sure I could get a hold of her if I wanted to. I mean, it's just the ludicrousy of all this. I mean, she's going to take his money. She's going to go ahead and do whatever it is with her life that she wants. And I don't know, not get pooped on her head. But I wonder if that's when she stopped it, was the pooping on the head, or did she keep going?
I don't think that was ever clear. That would definitely, I mean, a lot of the stuff was, you know, I guess, you know, it depends on your personality, how much you could take, but I don't know. It seems like the pooping on the head would be, it would be a sign that things are really, if they go downhill from here, it's going to be bad. I mean, what's he going to do next? It's like to start stabbing her during sex, or, I mean, where can he go to like one up himself after that? So that would have been the time.
personally, I think it's funny. Like, he's given us enough material for like weeks and weeks. And Missy Hyde and I are having a dandy old time with this. I mean, this is just amazing. Like, we want to meet her. Like, she should. Oh, and also, why was she getting escorted to WrestleMania, getting premium tickets and all this stuff? Was she fucking the wrestlers too? Like, I wonder who else is involved.
Yeah, they said they alluded a lot to, I guess, her being, for lack of a better phrase, passed around
to various people.
Yeah, in the organization. So hard telling who she came into contact with and what she got for her various activities. But yeah, I'm a writer by trade. I've been writing for over 20 years. So if you want a script for the Vince McMahon shitting on the head of Janelle Grant porn, I know we got to come up with a better name than that, obviously. I think that's a good working title. Vince McMahon shitting on Janelle Grant's head.
Man, I don't know if he was set up by the daughter or everyone's saying Stephanie put those messages out there. Okay, is that possible? I mean, would she do that? What does she have to gain by it?
Yeah. That's a weird thing, too, because I know that when he resigned the first time, or quote-unquote left the first time, however much he actually got out, she came back and did some stuff as, like, CEO. But then when he came back, she announced that she was leaving. So I guess there's a lot of speculation that their relationship's not exactly the greatest, which I can definitely see.
I think it's a lot of power struggle, too, because don't forget, she is the daughter. She and the husband are there taking over. I mean, let's get real for a second, and not to be horrible, but if her daddy wasn't Vince McMahon, right? And she was just some regular girl out there, you think anyone would put her on TV? Just food for thought. And like, I do know a story about a certain wrestler that's been there for a long time, who used to be married to someone, and rumor had it is that they were doing some funky stuff in the office. She's no longer there, but he's still working there. So, I mean, I'm sure none of these stories surprise me. I just think we should be getting more of a run with this, and I really wish that Vince McMahon would reply to one of my tweets.
I'm sure his lawyers are all over.
Her sugar daddy. She wants a sugar daddy. He'd be perfect.
Absolutely.
Minus the shitting.
You want, if you're looking for a script, I mean, there's all kinds of places to explore in something like that, with all the people backstage and just all of those relationships. It really has the potential to be a really good movie. I mean, I don't know what kind of rating you get with someone shitting on someone else's head. I'm thinking like NC-17 probably, but you know, you gotta keep it authentic. I mean, I guess we could like blur the shit as it comes out of his ass onto her head. I don't know. I mean, that technology is above my pay grade, but yeah, if you want a script for that movie, I'll definitely get to start working on it. Absolutely.
But are they going to cancel half the roster? Like with Johnny Ace, John Laurinaitis, here's the very ironic thing. I had wanted to work at WCW back in the day. Then they're like, oh, we have our Lily White Family Values. Dude, he was banging out the broads there that are on TV. And it's like, look at what you're doing now. I think it's really sad. His wife has cancer. She has something wrong with her in the head. And it just, this is what he's doing. You know, I feel it's trashy on Janelle Grant's part as well. I mean, you know, that's what's going on with his wife. The whole thing's just messed up.
Yeah, it's definitely, like I said, there's so many avenues and areas to explore with that. It's crazy. The other thing, I guess there was some kind of mention, and it wasn't in the story that I read, but I've heard it other places, that he had sex toys that he would name after wrestlers, which obviously led to a lot of conjecture on, you know, who would be called what. And such, but yeah, that's definitely another avenue we need to explore. There's got to be a market for dildos named after wrestlers. I mean, no one's covered that yet, obviously.
Right. We talked about Jimmy Mouth of the South, Hart. that would be like obviously a click tickler or something, Mouth of the South. You know, you have like the Hulk Hogan one, he had the Bret Hart. The Shawn Michaels one, though, is that like an old saggy looking dildo? Because he's like pushing what, 70, and he's coming out to a song called Sexy Boy? Dude, we're like done with that. Then you have like Brock Lesnar. Is that like a big, like a, I don't know how tall he is, but it's just like a big, like one size dildo. Like, what's that all about? So all these different things we're doing now. It's like, a friend of mine told me the first date happened, get on Twitter, get on Twitter. I'm like, okay. So I got on Twitter and just started talking about it. He knows how OCD I am about it. But then what else do we have? Like, with you have John Cena, you'd have the Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes. I mean, I don't know. And like the product itself, though, in general, I feel like it's gone. It's just a lot of guys doing big moves for the sake of doing big moves with little storytelling. You know, you no longer see like younger wrestlers asking veteran wrestlers, hey, could you stick around and watch my match? I'd like to get your opinion. And a lot of them could use that. You know, you need storytelling, storylines, you know, selling and so forth. But I don't watch the product nearly as much as I used to. You know, China was one of my favorite characters back then. And that's a shame. Like, she was with Triple H when that ogre came in and, you know, wrecked that home. But it's the boss's daughter. Like, what do you expect?
Yeah. It was definitely a sad thing.
Yeah. And he's very talented. Triple H is one heck of a talent, too.
Yeah. So apparently, she, I guess, there's a story she told on the radio about, I guess, Triple H and Stephanie have been together for like a year. And she ends up finding this love letter and like the luggage or something. And that's how she found out that they had been together.
Wait, where'd she find it?
She found like in his luggage, I think she said, if I remember right.
Oh, God.
There's a letter from Stephanie talking about how much she loved Hunter and, you know, Paul or whatever and all that. It's, you know, I just can't imagine the amount of crazy stories that go on backstage. Obviously, people who know my show know I do a show with Shelly Martinez.
Yeah.
And Shelly was in the business for a super long time, but even in the time she was in her year or so in WWE, so many stories, so many backstage things that she talks about. And so I feel like we've only cracked the surface. We've done like 73 episodes, and there's just so much more that happens. And I just can't imagine the amount of stuff that happens on a daily basis backstage, especially in the bigger wrestling promotions. It's got to be crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's an adventure, and you know, it's just best not to get involved while you're working there, even after, because there's so much shit that goes on that you see all the time. Yeah, I didn't know you had another show with Shelly. I knew she had a podcast, but I wasn't sure that, you know, what it was.
Yeah, Shelly does several shows, I think, at this point. I do my show, and then me and her do the Smoke Out with Shelly and SJ. Basically, people can come on, you know. If you're watching this, you want to check it out, ShellySJSmokeout.com. You can come on. I'll give you the StreamYard link to the show. You can come on with us, smoke with us the entire time, participate in what we're doing, all that good shit. It's a good time. It's a good time. Shelly's a great person. We've been doing a show now about 3 years. And, she's one of my, I guess it sounds stupid to say, but like my best online friend is Shelly Martinez.
He met her online, and the whole relationship has stayed online. That's scary.
Yeah, she's in. She's not like some creep. Huh? I know everybody's been waiting for. Well, at least some people have been waiting for. Some people were brave enough to do the like and the repost on the giveaway post, tweet, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I go through the last process of bringing it up here on the screen. This is very annoying how many steps you have to go through on StreamYard. There it is, right there, the giveaway.
Oh, look. Yeah.
This is the real thing. It's proof that I have it. I have one left. At one point I had, like I said, probably 20, like, stacked up my wall, celebrity dildos. They had this one, which is supposed to be the Rock, and it's called the Cock.
Mm-hmm.
2016 copyright. This has not been opened. I vouch for that. It's not sealed, but it's not been opened. But I do have an open one, and I can show you the Rock.
Wait, have you used this? I'm sorry. Like, why is it open? Oh, okay.
This one is open. This one I've used for various things, none of which have been a sexual nature, by the way. But one thing I did was I had this bit where I was trying to look for a co-host for the show. And I suction cupped this guy to a table and put a camera on him. And he was my co-host for the day. Now, this is supposed to be David Beckham. And the resemblance is not there at all. The only reason I know that it's supposed to be David Beckham is because his balls are soccer balls. And that is the giveaway. That's the dead. That's the giveaway as far as who he is. The giveaway we're doing is for the cock. Now, I'm not going to get any copyright issues. It's supposed to be the Rock, I guess, because you can kind of see the tribal tattoo he has. So that's why it says that it's supposed to be him. Because there's really nothing on here that says who it's supposed to be. All it says on here is all characters appearing in this work are fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental.
Yeah, purely coincidental.
Looks like The Rock and has The Rock's tattoo.
Yeah, I guess it's common.
So, the rules were, you had to follow myself, you had to follow Jasmine, and you had to like and repost this post. We got over 12,000 views, only 9 reposts. Only 9 people were brave enough to put the cock on their timeline. Not only that, but alert every one of their followers that they were trying to win this in a giveaway. So, we have post engagements. Here we go, repost. Now, it says 9 people reposted. I guess some people, if they're private, they won't come up.
And yeah, Jasmine probably. Would want to. I don't want it, though. I don't.
Are you sure? You sure?
I'm 100% sure. No, I really thank you so much. I super appreciate the offer, but I'm good. Thanks.
You don't know what you're missing.
Oh, I'm sure I don't. I'm good though. Trust me. I mean, I'm totally fine. We're I'm good. I'm good. And that's I don't want to
give away stuff. I mean, other shows, I guess, are giving away other crap. They're not giving away this. I guarantee
you. No.
So we have 4 other people to pick from. I have no criteria as far as picking people. This person right here doesn't even have a profile picture, so they're disqualified. It leaves us down to 3. This guy, this says Social Rebel lets you earn $500 daily, a Social Rebel member. That sounds like a bot.
That's a scam.
So basically we're down to 2 real people. This Dragon Bong Super, who's followed me for a long time, I'm pretty sure that's a real person, and this Uzi G00, who I believe is some kind of cam girl.
She probably used it for her shows or something.
I would think she would get the most use out of it. Let's go check out.
Let's see what her profile looks like. Hold on. I'm sorry. My leg is killing me from the gym.
She's a sweet big girl.
Sweet big girl? How do you define? Oh, God. Is that a real profile?
Whoops. What did I go back? It seems to be. She definitely commented. What? She says she wanted this.
Ask her if she's going to use it in the show.
Yep. And then these are basically what all her pictures are.
Oh, okay. I'm good. She should have this, I think.
There we go. So, yeah, I guess that's Uzi. Z-Y. Make sure I write this down. Very professional.
I'm looking at her profile now.
Okay, Uzi G00 is the @. You gotta remember that. So, Uzi G, if you're watching this, congratulations. You're a big winner.
Woo! Yeah, can you smell what the cock is cooking? Yeah,
definitely. I just noticed all kinds of things about this. It has like little kisses on it for some reason.
Who the fuck? I'm not sure. Like, who is doing this shit?
I'm not sure why.
Somebody has kisses on the dildo? Oh, my God.
Pretty weird. It was a very weird concept. We had a lot of fun with it, obviously, with the weight and whatnot. Because, well, as you can imagine, that's great. That's great stuff. So, Uzi, I will write you. You have to, prove that you're an adult, not like a 15-year-old girl or something. Because I'm not getting any of that shit. I'm not getting going to fucking prison for sending a novel dildo through the mail to a minor. I can't imagine the stories that would come from that. Holy crap. So,
Uzi, I don't know why that's
you're the big
so
winner.
Funny.
Congratulations. It's funny to talk about. Yeah, it would not be funny. It would suck. It would suck to go to prison for that. So, obviously, Jasmine, my whole gimmick, as you can see, I'm not very subtle about it, is the weed. We all love the weed. What is your relationship like with cannabis now, and what has it been like in the past?
I've never really gone near it. Like, it's never been any, I never had the interest for some reason. I'm sorry. Like, when I've lived in Europe and the times I go back, I smoke a little bit of hash and that's it. But it's not, I guess I'm more of like, I just don't do it. I've done it like a couple times in my life. I've literally like choked whenever I smoked out of those little glass things. I guess that's the way I was doing it. Right. So I don't know. I just stay away from it. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. Definitely. I've said many times, definitely not for everybody. And it affects everyone differently as well. Like,
that's the problem. I mean, it really isn't for everyone. And that's the truth.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's what I've always said, is definitely not for everyone. All we want is the choice without the government getting involved, without being criminalized, without being put in jail. We're not infringing on the rights of anyone else. Leave us alone. We're cool. And we'll leave you all alone. We're over here getting high and we're not bothering anybody.
As long as you're not driving while you're high, I'm good. You know, that's ride a motorcycle, and the times I've been on the bike and like it's been some dimwit like on there, and you know, they just used to like be smoking weed and getting high and almost run someone off the freaking street. You know, it's just, it's that type of a relationship I have with I guess some of the weed smokers. But you're doing it recreationally in your house, I really don't give a shit. You're doing it at your party, fine. Do that, be you, just whatever. It doesn't bother me. As long as it's not laced with fentanyl.
Yeah. That's definitely something though.
Yeah, that's a scary thing.
Days. Throws it just with everything. It's just, you never know what's in shit anymore. It's crazy.
Isn't it sad? You know, and as people go out, they think they're buying some good drugs, and man, it's laced with fentanyl. Like, what the fuck?
Yep. And then you're dead. It's fucking awful.
That's the next part.
Jasmine, of course, obviously, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us and doing the giveaway and all that stuff. Before I let you go, what are the shows that you do? Where can people find those shows, and where can people find you online and all that stuff?
Sure. And I'm sorry I changed the color of the sign again. I just had to. It's like my new toy that I got. I love it. Okay. So it is Crazy Train with Jasmine St. Clair podcast on Apple. It drops every Wednesday. It's on Apple, Spotify, Crazy with a K. Then Mondays, I have my live streams called Off the Rails. And that's on my YouTube station, which is at Crazy Train Podcast with a K, Crazy Train. So I have guests every week, and it's from 8:30 p.m. Eastern time to like whenever. You're allowed to ask questions to the guests. I've had like former adult film stars, which are a lot of fun to have. Wrestlers, different people. And then I start a Rumble show in about a week called the Jasmine St. Clair Show. So it has all my conservative, like political things on there. So I kind of like separated the three, but yeah. And if you just want to find me on Twitter and follow me, it's just Jasmine St. Clair, Jasmine, JASMINSTCLAIRE. And I'm sure if there's any tweet about Vince McMahon that's out there, it's probably like linked to me somehow. And then I also, I have to, then what else do I have? I also have, just The Real Jasmine St. Clair on Instagram. Just look me up. Follow me. Join the podcast one day. Join the chat. It's fun. It's a free subscription, and people seem to have a lot of fun. I do giveaways sometimes, so hopefully I'll be doing dildo giveaways at one point. But for now, just other more tame things.
Awesome. Jasmine, thank you so much for being on the show. Obviously, we'll continue the conversations about the movie and the sex toy line of the wrestlers and all that stuff. And hopefully something big comes of it. And obviously, anytime you want to come back on the show and talk about anything, just let me know. We'll have you back on.
Yeah, that'll be cool. If you mean Shelly could do a show one day, that'll be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. We'll definitely get it scheduled and get it all together. It'll be awesome.
Woo! Okay.
Thank you, Jasmine. Follow Jasmine at her shows, all that stuff. And Jasmine, have a great night.
You too. Have a good one.